running back. Patriots have Bolden back in the fold to go with Lewis, White, and Burkhead. Do you think they go with a running back in the draft, a bigger back per se?
I think it's a depth position or a depth pick if they do something. They're set for 2017. I would imagine, in my mind, with those three backs plus Bolden and Blunt having an offer out there, according to our Mike Giardi reported, there's kind of a standing offer there. So if they take anybody, he'd be practice squad fodder, I would think. Yes, Mike?
Well, I would say on this one, it's about LeGarrette, you know, okay. And if he's back, because you go back to what they've had since 2001 with Antoine Smith, then you go, you know, to your big back, Stephen Ridley, LeGarrette, and so that's why when we talk to Utah, we want to focus on who are some of the power backs
right. That
if LeGarrette Blount isn't back and they want to add that 230-plus pound guy, who would they be looking
at? I think Samaje Perine is going to go in the third round coming out of Oklahoma. I don't envision the Patriots using a third round pick on a back, but he's the prototype of what you're talking about, a pounder, a guy who over the course of his career, 4,000 plus rushing yards last three seasons. You hand it off to him, he's going to break tackles, he runs low behind his pads. But there's a bunch of other guys that are going to be in the fourth, fifth, sixth, even seventh round that would make sense. James Conner, everyone knows his story, battling back from cancer and what he was able to do, power back coming out of Pitt. Devion Smith out of Michigan, who just does one thing, and it's to hit the hole and pick up short yardage. And Brian Hill is a player kind of off the radar, maybe in the late last couple of rounds, coming out of Wyoming, I should say, who's a big physical back as well.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.